Welcome back to the deep dive. You gave us the stack of articles, the research, and the proprietary white papers. And our mission today is to really cut through the noise on the biggest operational change happening in B2B sales right now. We are talking about the total fundamental restructuring of sales prospecting in 2025.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to set the stakes immediately. Mm-hmm. This is not about being digitally enabled anymore, you know, where a human just uses a better spreadsheet. This is a fundamental economic reorganization being driven by a concept called agentic artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
We need to define exactly what that is, unpack the architecture that allows it to operate, you know, autonomously, look at the key players battling for your attention, and crucially, discuss the massive systemic risks if you let these digital workers run unsupervised.
And if you're wondering why you should care, the financial divergence is already happening, and it's profound. What's fascinating here is that the correlation is crystal clear in the market data. We're seeing 56% of sales professionals using some form of AI daily.
Wow, that's over half.
Over half. And those early adopters are statistically twice as likely to exceed their quota compared to the laggards who, you know, haven't yet jumped in.
Twice as likely.
This creates a unique challenge for you, the listener. It's not just a matter of gaining marginal efficiency. It's about organizations that successfully embrace this achieving non-linear multiplying gains. If you drag your feet, you will find your customer acquisition costs, your CAC, rapidly rising because you're just drowning in the noise.
Drowning the noise created by your competitors' agents.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this and get a clear definition, because we've had AI in sales for a while. I mean, we started with the assistive phase back in, 2020? Basic tools.
Right.
Then we had the generative phase, the co-pilot era in 2023 and 2024, where tools like ChatGPT drafting emails or, you know, summarized notes.
Mm-hmm.
That was valuable, but the human had to hit send every single time.
Yeah.
That made us the bottleneck. That was the speed limit.
Yeah.
So tell me, how exactly does the new agentic phase, which is where we are now, differ from that?
The difference is autonomy and continuous reasoning. The co-pilot waited for your input, you know, your prompt. The agent is goal-directed and proactive. It doesn't wait for a human to log in and ask it to do something.
Okay.
The agency is defined by a three-part architecture: perception, cognition, and action.
Perception, cognition, action.
Think of it as a thinking, moving digital worker. The perception layer is its sensory input.
So it's eyes and ears.
Exactly. It's continuously scraping external data streams. It sees a LinkedIn signal that a company just hired a new chief revenue officer, or it detects an intent signal from a platform like Bombora that shows a target account is, you know, reading white papers on your specific topic.
So it's not just reacting to a static list. It's an active observer constantly looking for the right moment.
Precisely. Then comes cognition. This is the reasoning layer. It synthesizes those signals to form a hypothesis. For example, it might conclude, company Y just raised a Series B and needs compliance. I need to reach out, reference their new funding, and mention the specific risks. You know, it creates a rationale for contact, not just a template.
And then the critical part, action.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't wait for a rep to confirm. It just goes.
That's right. It executes a strategy entirely on its own. It interfaces directly with your tech stack, the APIs, sending the hyper-personalized emails, initiating the LinkedIn connection requests, and updating the CRM instantly.
Wow.
And the most visible manifestation of this power, as you noted, is the AI SDR, the Autonomous Sales Development Representative.
This is where the economics get truly disruptive. I mean, our sources show the comparison between human and AI SDRs, and it's almost unbelievable. A human SDR might manage, 50 to 100 activities per day?
On a good day, yeah.
An AI SDR, over 1,000. 1,000 activities per day. They operate 247, 168 hours a week and require zero ramp time.
The ramp time is key.
But let's look at the OPEX, the operating expense. You're trading a human salary plus overhead, which is $75,000 to $125,000 annually,
mm-hmm.
for a software subscription that costs $7,000 to $45,000. That is an 80% plus reduction in the cost of just initiating contact.
That figure is staggering, and it leads to this concept of asynchronous productivity. While your U.S. sales team is asleep, the digital workforce is researching leads in the EU, drafting highly personalized outreach, and booking meetings.
Wait, isn't that OPEX reduction figure a little misleading, though? I mean, you still need a very expensive human closer to take that meeting and actually seal the deal.
Good point.
So the actual saving isn't 80%. It's just shifting the cost base from outreach to high-level strategy and closing.
Right. That's a really important distinction. The 80% applies to the prospecting effort only. It means the human SDR role, as we know it, the high-volume dialer, is effectively being automated. The overall cost of a sale doesn't drop by 80%, but your capacity to fill the pipeline explodes while the labor cost to fill it plummets.
So it forces humans up the value chain.
Exactly. It forces humans to focus entirely on the high-value, complex interactions that follow a booked meeting.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so who is building these things? Let's talk about the key players, because the market seems split between these agile specialists and the enterprise titans.
It really is. On the specialist side, you have companies like 11x and Artisan leading with highly focused solutions. 11x, for instance, offers specialized agents like Alice for outbound and Julian for inbound. And Alice is fascinating because she is programmed with human-like latency when she interacts on LinkedIn.
Wait, human-like latency? You mean she intentionally waits a beat before sending a message? Why?
To avoid the dreaded spam flag. If a bot instantly views a profile, scrapes the data, and sends a connection request in 0.2 seconds, the platform's security flags it.
Of course.
So Alice has to intentionally slow down and act like a thoughtful human who just spent a few minutes reading the profile.
That's hilarious, AI having to pretend to be inefficient just to work. And what about Artisan's agent Ava? I saw they're focused on what they call a personalization waterfall.
Yes. They prioritize deep data points, like did the company just release a new product? Did they change their tech stack? They use that to construct a message that fights that robotic feel. They really understand that AI's biggest weakness is still sounding manufactured.
Okay, so now compare that agility to the enterprise side. The biggest player we see is Salesforce Agentforce.
Salesforce's differentiator isn't necessarily speed or cute names. It's security and integration, which is paramount for CIOs.
Right.
Their agents live within the Customer 360 ecosystem. They leverage the Einstein trust layer to mask sensitive data before it hits the LLM. And that context is vital. An Agentforce agent will instantly pause an outbound sequence if it detects a high severity service cloud ticket is open for that account.
A contextual check that external startups just can't match.
They just can't.
That deep integration is powerful. But we notice the key drawback in our sources. Salesforce's ecosystem can be kind of closed, making it tough to bring your own model or BYOM. They want to lock you in.
That's the classic enterprise play.
Right. And you also have players like HubSpot with Breeze AI targeting the mid-market. We saw a great case study where a client increased content production by 250% and lead gen by over 200%.
So the AI is driving traffic and converting it.
Both. But if we connect all this back to the bigger picture, all this technological firepower from Alice to Agentforce is useless without the right fuel. The agent is a multiplier. But bad data scales failure and reputational damage at lightning speed.
Mm-hmm.
Data hygiene is no longer an annoyance. It's a critical strategic bottleneck.
So what does this all mean for you when you're choosing a data strategy? Because it looks like you have two fundamentally different philosophies.
They're really different. On one side, you have the consolidated volume approach. The industry giant being Apollo.io. They have a massive proprietary database, over 275 million contacts. It's fast, it's cost effective. But their accuracy, particularly for verified emails, hovers around 91%. In the age of AI volume, that 9% bounce rate will absolutely destroy your email domain reputation in a matter of weeks.
It's a killer. Then you have the modular precision approach, which is epitomized by Clay. Clay isn't selling you a database, it's an orchestration platform. It uses a waterfall enrichment process, checking dozens of data providers sequentially until it hits a 95% plus accuracy rate, precision over volume.
And Clay's Clagen takes this even further. It's an autonomous LLM-powered web scraper that allows for programmatic relevance.
Right.
You don't just search a static list, you can tell the Clagen. Find every manufacturing company in Ohio that hired a supply chain manager in the last 60 days, and then summarize the key challenges listed in that job description for my outreach.
And that moves you from static data to dynamic, highly relevant signals. And relevance is the key.
Which brings us to a huge problem.
It brings us to the core issue these tools create, the efficiency paradox. Because the cost of sending a highly personalized, well-written email now approaches zero, the volume has just exploded.
Wait, so the solution is breaking the market. Everyone is adopting agents, which means everyone is suddenly drowning buyers in personalized noise.
Precisely. Buyers are developing AI blindness. Our sources show conversion rates for standard outreach are plummeting. In some cohorts, they're dropping from 1-2% down to 0.5-1.5%.
That's a huge drop.
So the only remaining viable strategy is forcing a shift to signal-based selling, only reaching out when the prospect takes a specific high-intent action, like installing a competitor's pixel, not just because they fit a demographic profile.
So if we've given these agents the ability to perceive, reason, and act autonomously, how do we prevent them from causing massive chaos for our brands? We need operational safety valves.
We do.
And that leads us directly to the human in the loop, or HITL, framework.
The most important part.
The first most critical step is shadow mode. For the first several weeks, the AI agent is fully operational. It researches, it qualifies, it drafts all the messages, but it does not send anything.
Right. Nothing goes out the door.
The human reviews the drafts, calibrating the tone, the accuracy. This prevents you from, you know, teaching the agent bad habits on live accounts or embarrassing your company with tone-deaf outreach.
And once it's live, you need clear guardrails. We're seeing advanced systems use confidence thresholds.
Okay, what does that mean?
If the AI is, say, 95% confident-like, confirming a simple meeting time, it executes automatically. But if its confidence drops to 70%, maybe it's asked a highly nuanced technical question, it routes the message to a human for immediate review and approval.
That makes sense.
This is so critical because the regulatory and operational risks of autonomy are massive.
Let's talk about those risks not as theoretical threats, but as, you know, massive business liabilities. First, the risk of algorithmic bias.
This is a big one. If your historical sales data shows that your human reps only ever sold successfully in large urban tech hubs and completely neglected manufacturing, the AI will learn that bias.
And just repeat it at scale.
It will systematically deprioritize huge market segments, blinding your company to opportunity. You have to actively audit your lead scoring models for these learned biases.
And the compliance risk is financially terrifying. If an autonomous agent rapidly scrapes the web and ignores a CCPA do not sell request or a GDPR suppression list.
Oh, you're in trouble. The fines are substantial, $2,500 to $7,500 per violation.
Per violation.
And the agent's speed just scales your legal risk exponentially.
Then, of course, there are hallucinations. An agent represents your brand. If it invents a feature or promises a discount that doesn't exist.
The reputational damage is instant. The technical solution here is mandatory use of retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. This basically restricts the AI to generating answers only from a pre-verified, secure knowledge base like your official pricing sheets.
All this automation means the traditional job of the human SDR, the high-volume dialer and email sender, is dead. What does the new human role look like?
The human SDR is evolving from an executor to an AI orchestrator or a go-to-market engineer. Their value isn't in volume anymore.
Right.
It's in designing the agent's logic, monitoring model performance, and handling those complex, high-nuance escalations that the AI flags. As a result, compensation is rapidly shifting from meetings booked to much broader metrics like pipeline influenced or even revenue closed.
Let's ground this in a concrete case study. Let's show both success and failure in the real world.
Yeah, let's take the success example. Winning by Design deployed an AI SDR named Jack. Initial performance was poor, only an 8% email capture rate.
So what did they do?
The human orchestrators realized the agent wasn't providing enough upfront value. They iterated the workflow. They taught Jack to offer a personalized summary of the prospect's pain points as a free value add before asking for a meeting.
And what happened?
The email capture rate jumped to nearly 20%. Jack influenced over $500,000 in pipeline in 7 months. The lesson isn't that the AI was powerful. The lesson is that intelligent, human-led iteration on the workflow won the day.
Okay, now for the cautionary tale. The data dump disaster. We saw a sales leader, eager to exploit this 80% OPEX shift, unleash an AI agent on a massive, raw, unclean Salesforce list.
A classic mistake.
Because the data was full of duplicates, old contacts, missing fields. The AI didn't fix the broken process. It just scaled the chaos.
It sent thousands of irrelevant emails, damaged their domain reputation so badly they couldn't even reach existing customers reliably.
Wow.
And it led to a manual cleanup that cost far more than the agent ever saved. The simple, brutal lesson is, process optimization and data hygiene must precede AI deployment. You have to earn the right to automate.
You have to earn the right. So looking ahead to the horizon, where does this go next?
I think we'll see the acceleration continue with multi-agent swarms by 2026. Instead of one generalist agent, you'll have specialized agents collaborating, like a team.
A digital team. A researcher agent scrapes the web, informs a strategy agent that designs the outreach, which instructs a copywriter agent to draft the tone.
Mm.
This specialization operates at lightning speed.
And we are already seeing the death of the old MQL, the marketing qualified lead.
It's gone.
It's being replaced by the CQL, the conversation qualified lead,
yeah.
where the AI handles all nurturing and education and only hands off to a human when negotiation is imminent.
And finally, the voice channel. It will be reopened in a massive way. Latency in voice AI models is predicted to drop below 300 milliseconds soon.
So they'll be indistinguishable from humans on a call?
Practically, yes, for standard cold calling scenarios.
So the final summary for you, the listener, is this. The key to thriving in 2025 is not simply adopting the tools, be they 11x, Agentforce, or Breeze. Success is about mastering your data infrastructure, implementing robust governance via that human-in-the-loop framework, and successfully evolving your human talent into high-level orchestrators.
Mm. It looks like the future of sales isn't about working harder or even just automating faster. It's about engineering smarter.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, given that AI SDRs can already perform the prospecting work of 5 to 10 human SDRs, and the human role is shifting almost entirely to orchestrator and escalation handler, what specific complex interaction, the negotiation, the moral ambiguity of a deal, the truly bespoke high-stakes relationship building will be the final necessary function that the human sales professional cannot afford to delegate? That is the essential question you must answer for your business to define its new competitive edge.